Last week, Tampa City Council unanimously passed the Domestic Partnership Registry. It will allow, among other things, unmarried couples who complete the registry to have decision-making and visitation privileges for their partner in a medical emergency. Tampa is using a similar ordinance passed in Orlando as a model. And Mayor Buckhorn said it's a move that's catching on in other places, too.
Well, I think you're going to see a number of cities in the Bay Area start to move forward on this. I had a conversation with a mayor yesterday who I won't name, but they are looking to do something very similar. And I think the fact that it was so successful here and so seamless and so easy, and you know, I've said this before, and I think Councilmember Capine has as well, I did not get one single phone call, one single phone call. And I have friends on both sides of this issue in opposition to this.
According to the mayor, not one person has voiced concerns over this measure. Brian Winfield, managing director for Equality Florida, said it's not just going to help same-sex couples.
In Florida, about 90% of domestic partners are actually opposite-sex couples, and that's largely due to our retirement population, who people, as they get older in life, they decide to not remarry because of financial issues and inheritance issues of their children and things like that. So, you know, 9 out of 10 domestic partners are actually opposite-sex couples.
The ordinance, initiated by Tampa City Council member Yvonne Capine, gives other rights to partners, like access to educational records of a partner's child. But Winfield said even though it's a positive step for marriage equality, there's still work to do.
It's definitely not marriage. There are about a half a dozen rights that you get with a domestic partnership, visiting a partner in the hospital or making medical decisions for them if they're incapacitated, or end-of-life decision-making, you know, if they were to pass away. So these are things that we don't use every day, but when you need them, you really, really need them. But, you know, marriage has over 1,100 rights and obligations that come with it. So this is nowhere close to marriage, but it's hopefully a step in that direction.
In order to grant same-sex couples the same rights as married couples, they would have to get married. Under Florida law, they can't. Winfield hopes that as more domestic partnership registries pop up across the state, it could start the ball rolling on changing that. When asked if he would support changing laws to favor marriage equality, Buckhorn had this to say.
We're doing the best we can within the laws that we have, and so I think we've done that. We've, in terms of our domestic partnerships and healthcare benefits, the city has stepped out on that. Mayor Iorio led on that. I continued it. It's the right thing to do. We have done everything that we can do, I think, within the confines of the laws that we have in the city to make sure that everyone's treated fairly.
Mayor Buckhorn signed the ordinance one letter at a time, each with a different pen, and then made sure supporters who attended the signing each got one. They were all LGBT advocates. One tried to get the mayor to sign the ordinance with a hot pink gay boy pen. That pen was replaced with several blue ones before Buckhorn entered the room. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in Tampa.